Hey, how's everybody doing? Philip Rolla at Thinking Critical Care speaking. Just wanted to drop in a quick word about the ARISE study and the whole sepsis thing, protocols. I've had a few people ask me to do so. I'm not going to, in a sense, reinvent the wheel here. First of all, make sure you've checked out Scott on MCRIT's latest podcast on it. Make sure you've looked at the bottom lines breakdown of it. Excellent work. And on the intensive care network, the Delaney interview, also excellent stuff. I think you should definitely look at all that to get the basics in if you're not already familiar with the ARISE study. My two cents, pretty simple in this case. As has been noted, a really excellently run study. Strong point that it included community hospitals in order to sort of validate that the fact that usual care can apply to not just the university centers and the academic centers, but also to community centers. My ideas on that, well, with my knowledge so far, it seems to me that the Australian bunch are pretty solid. So does their community center care apply to that found given in the rest of the world, more particularly in your hospital, everyone's hospital? I'm not sure. And to some degree, that's got to be figured out on an individual basis. I think every one of you guys out there have to objectively assess what you think your institution, how your institution is doing in there. I know as far as I'm concerned, there's some excellent docs out there in the EDs and in my ED. And there's also always some new, fresh, pretty junior attendings for whom all this is not necessarily second nature, and I'm not sure they'll be giving quite as good care as everyone else. At least not for a little bit, and I think there's that inherent heterogeneity of care that we just can't get around. So I think an excellent study to show that really we don't have to follow EGDT, but by the same token, if you do follow EGDT, you know, you're not really doing your patients a disservice, especially I think if you're not that experienced, if you're not a master or near master resuscitationist. On the other side, I guess my second scent is that if you are, and if you're not, then you should be aiming to be if it's the field you want to pursue your career in. You can do better, I believe. And that goes back to the N equals one concept, that you're just treating that one patient. And these numbers, no matter what, very, very similar mortalities, but if you look at each one, you can't tell that there's some patients may have been harmed by either the usual care or the EGDT, while more have been helped. You just can't tease that out from the data because you don't have all the necessary information you'd have to have, such as baseline volume status, baseline leakiness, baseline glycocalyx integrity. We can't even get that data yet, clinically speaking. But anyways, there's still ways I think that the care can be improved. So I think this is not a study on which we should base ourselves to say, okay, we can now sit on our laurels and not try to progress this anymore because this is pretty good. 18% mortality is not bad at all. But that's still 18 out of 100 people dying, which isn't quite ideal yet. So I think everyone should be working at individualizing their care. I think it's hard to really explain that in a single little 5 or 10 minute podcast, but really looking at those baseline values of volume status, cardiac function, leakiness, is the septic source a pulmonary abdominal one where you're really concerned about third spacing, and into that comes a choice of colloids, the rate at which you give them, lots and lots of choices of which there's no final answer yet. But I think everyone should be keeping an open mind for what's going to be coming around the corner. And in the meantime, at least start to apply the tools that have been proven to be good ways to assess your patient's volume status, cardiac function, etc. So I think it's time for everyone to acknowledge that we've done well in terms of improving septic care, but that there's still a ways to go, and not to stay stuck in 1960s critical care with just your CVP and your Swan, if you're still using a Swan Ganz, and move into the next century. Use bedside ultrasound, use spectroscopy techniques that are coming out, and just at least keep eyes open to what's next. All right, but otherwise, the ARISE study, in conclusion, strengthens even more what had been found in the recent studies that showed that EGDT doesn't do a whole lot better at all than quote-unquote 2013-2014 usual care. Let's just make sure that each of our institutions is delivering that level of care, and if they're not, then hang on to that EGDT protocol until you've got nothing but master resuscitationists out there in the field. All right. Thanks very much for listening, and hopefully see you guys at CCUS 2015. One step towards becoming a higher level resuscitationist. It's going to be a great bunch of people. Try not to miss it. Montreal, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Follow the links on the blog, and check out the website ccusinstitute.org. All right, have a great Thanksgiving Sunday.